The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. This is your numero uno voice when it comes to family life innovation across the globe. I am super excited to become your again once again. How did it go the last time? I want to believe that you had a fantastic time as it concerns how to practicalize the perceptual code of your spouse and how to deploy it to govern your personal behavior. Trust me, if you can master communication, you can actually create a peaceful world. You are the one the world has been waiting for, because without effective communication, people have gone to war. Lives have been lost. People have been destroyed. Nations have had their economies totally a mess simply because someone did not communicate effectively. Now, we go to the fourth tip to effective marital communication. And that is always seek to clarify as against accuse. Now, many of us, our parents actually created a communication clue that they installed in us, which became our default mode for communication. Hardly will you ever see us seek to clarify, because we always assume that we have gotten it right and we go ahead to impute our assumption. And it's been said that our assumption is the lowest level of knowledge. Someone says it's actually a twin brother to guessing. And another person said assumption is a model of frustration, because you cannot always assume that you are right. You need to give an element of error or a margin of error so that you don't put yourself in a position where you have accused people wrongly. Now, I want you to cast your mind back to a time in your life that you were falsely accused. How did that make you feel? Of course, you must have felt very, very bad. Now, why do you always want to do the same to other people? Are you trying to get back at them, or you're trying to undo or revenge what was done to you? Now, you must learn to bypass conscious resistance. I love the way Apostle Paul of Tarsus puts it. He said, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that he may minister grace unto the hearers." That every time you open your mouth, it must create bliss, create grace, that he must give succor, and it must make people feel good about yourself. Now, how many times have you been looking for something that you couldn't find, and you naturally assume that someone must have stolen it? How did you get to that conclusion? Then you accuse someone, maybe your child, then later you spotted what you were looking for. Maybe you had misplaced it, yet you didn't go back to say you were sorry for what you did. Now you can save yourself a whole lot of heartache by always learning to bypass conscious resistance. So when it comes to seeking to clarify, always position yourself as a student seeking to learn something new. I always say, activate your curiosity. No matter what happens, no matter how bad it is, if you approach it from the standpoint of, what can I learn? What are the lessons to pick here? You put yourself in the growth plane as against the sabotaging plane, because every time you think there is nothing to learn, you were so sure and you have taken a position, you withdraw yourself from the capacity to pick up new information. There are always new things to learn from every circumstances, no matter how bad it may seem, but many of us are not willing to learn the lesson. But you know the beautiful thing about life? Life is not in a hurry. It's not in a hurry to promote you above the class that your capacity really is. It doesn't mind you repeating a class the same over and over again. Life can wait for you. It doesn't mind at all. Life is very slow, is patient enough, and is willing for you to repeat the class till you master it. Many of you have been repeating the same class, then you have not mastered it. Until you master it, life doesn't move you to the next level. So when you position yourself as a student, no matter what you say, what can I learn from this situation? Then you begin to see what the ordinary eyes cannot see. Number two, see every challenge as an opportunity to birth a new solution. No matter how difficult what you see is, can you see it as an opportunity to birth something new? I always tell people I've created too many intellectual property simply because I decided to confront a problem from a solution perspective. And that's why people regard me as one of the top family life innovators across the world right now, because of the groundbreaking solutions I have created as intellectual property, which is helping various families across the globe. Number three, avoid mind reading and assumption. Like we said, assumption is the lowest level of knowledge. Stop doing mind reading. I would rather ask a question. So chocolate is missing. Oh, well, I can't find my chocolate. Charles, do you perchance know who took the chocolate? Or maybe I must have misplaced it. Could you help me find it? And if Charles says to you, oh, I don't know anything about it, believe them until they prove you otherwise. You see, you believe people not because you don't want to be snooping around, but for your own mental wellness. Once you believe what they say to you, there is no way you will get angry. There is no way you'll get upset. But the moment you are not sure, you begin to doubt them, then you begin to punish yourself unnecessarily. Unfortunately, you have no proof. So avoid mind reading. And next one is be specific about what you want instead of using bullying tactics or saying yes when it's no. Your spouse isn't a mind reader. Consistently, I can't stand every time I hear this. Sometimes from pulpits, people say things like, you know, sometimes when your spouse say no, they mean yes. No, you're an adult. If something is not going your way, come out and say, I am not happy about this, so that the other person can know that this is actually very serious and they can apologize, as against pretending that all is well when all is not well. If I'm not feeling good about something, I am going to communicate it. I won't be angry. I will say it, right? And so that we can end it, rather than keeping it to my mind and brooding and interpreting. And the bad thing is, the moment you begin to assume about someone else, there is auto-suggestion that begins to align with your suspicion, and that can mess up the relationship you share with them. So be specific about what you want, as against using bullying tactics. And sometimes we have those snaring comments, you know, where someone says, can I go out? Say, you can go. Meanwhile, deep down, you don't want him to go. No, I would want you to, I don't mind you going, but however, I would rather you stay with me. It would really, really, I would love it if you stay with me. That is very, very effective. So we all must learn to clarify as against accuse, and let's make positive deposit above criticism. It's always good to make positive deposit. You know, you can correct people without them feeling bad about themselves. And that takes me to number five, which is create a sandwich model and win. Find what is good and highlight it. Communicate concerns in a suggestive manner. Give them a process time and let them know you respect their space, and end it with praise. I will do a demo so that this is very clear for you. Now, let's assume I want to move my spouse from where she's sitting to another place. I can easily go there and say, please, can you stand up and move to this place? Now, that is talking, and that's what many of us do. That is giving an order. I've applied the military style. But what if I come and I say, sweetheart, you know, I love you. I love what you're wearing. You are the best that has happened to me. You know, I was just wondering where you're sitting doesn't befit the status of my royalty. Hope you don't mind if you stand and catwalk and come and sit here right now. But if you don't feel like living where you are, that's also fine. Now, but you know that I love you no matter what. What have you done? You have praised them, spoken to the royalty within them. You have made the request, but you have also given them a permission to activate their humanity to do what is convenient for them, but you have also ended it, you know, with appreciation. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to stand up and do it. Now, the difference between the first and the second is communication. So we'll always find what is right, no matter what you want to communicate, no matter how angry you are, find what is right and highlight it. Communicate your concerns in a suggestive manner. Give them a process time and let them know you respect their space. Then praise them. Now, so far we've talked about five things, tips that can help you effectively communicate. Always remember that we create with our words, and the response we get from people is often the report card of what we are created with our words. If you communicate with someone and what you get is anger, is a feedback of the style we have deployed. Maybe we have talked, we have not effectively communicated. Don't get upset. What you do is find a better way to say it the next time. We don't always have to squeeze our face or get angry or get upset all the time. We can always promote peace and create heaven by our communication. You can actually correct people without yelling. My mother knows how to do that. And you will almost cry as if someone hits you. So let us understand that we create with our words, and the response we get from people is often the report card of what we're creating. If you have not liked what you've been getting, then you need to recreate an experience that makes you get the right words. And I'm going to end with this quote that says, if you treat human beings like criminals, they will respond like criminals. If you treat human beings like human beings, they will respond with the energy of human beings. But if you treat human beings like royalties, they will respond like king and queen. Who we are is often how we treat others, which takes us back to where we started from. How do you see yourself? If you are a royalty, where the word of the king is, there is power. If you see yourself from the light of someone who is positive, someone who is self-confident about himself, someone whose esteem is intact, it would show in the way you talk about people. As a matter of fact, if you practice finding what is good about people, the beauty about them, and becoming appreciative of it, you would realize that beauty will fill your life. Your life will be like a bouquet of roses, that it would almost be impossible for any corrupt communication to come out of your mouth. I hope this has really been helpful, and I believe that this has been transforming for some of you. Next time, we start another series that you never really would want to miss. Well, till then, keep loving, keep living, and know that this is Family Engineering. We engineer your family so that we can re-engineer the society and create a heaven and heart on earth society that we're all going to be proud of. Have a fantastic day. Go ahead and win with your communication. Thank you very much. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +44 7960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139.